As just told you that effort to make all information, even which is unstructured, somehow linked, that it can be queried as one big distributed database, it's related to this kind of semantic web vision, one of those semantic web visions. And it really makes sense, especially when we are talking about these innovations provided by Watson, DeepMind, and other companies, because they make possible to capture from unstructured information some kind of features that we can immediately use as structural ones so that we can really connect later same type of features from different sources and places to one big database and answer difficult questions out of it. So this is one kind of, it's like smart storage space. But then another trend, which was also motivation for, actually also for the whole master program that we have, it's related to Internet of Things trend. This trend, it considers more wider view to smart spaces, so it's smart production space. So whatever big company in the future, especially company which produces something, everything can be automated as much as possible. But it's not only that. It means that the companies of future should be very flexible so that when they discover the company as an autonomous entity, that there is certain situation in the market which requires some changes in production process, the system will automatically reconstruct the process, like reconfigure it, and continue production. So it's a very flexible, intelligent entity. So building smart spaces from industry, this kind of topic bring to research roadmap, German actually brings it. So it's German term, Industry 4.0. And it's really promising field where we can utilize also cognitive computing because we need a lot of artificial humans within such kind of companies. And these artificial humans should be trained for different professions. So therefore, we can use Watson for that purpose. And of course, we need then a lot of semantics that make different industrial tools interoperable between each other so that they understand input of one device, understand the output of another one. So we need some kind of semantic in the middle. You can read one of the articles which is here about big data semantics for Industry 4.0 just to see that this is really interesting topic. But as I told you, in our master program, we are teaching for that kind of industry also in particular. And this expectation of huge amount of needed professionals for that kind of applications. As I told you, we as a professionals, we should not actually, especially inside university, let's say, okay, IBM Watson is our partner, but should we also only use Watson tools? But what about others? In my opinion, when we build application, and if I need to outsource some services from other applications, I should be able, if this service is provided better by this company, should be capable to use via APIs services from one company, from another, from third one, whatever is available as a service. It's that kind of trend we should understand. But still, I tried myself because we are named these courses, Watson Technology. So why Watson, by the way? Why not to start it with this kind of point? So I just try to make some kind of simple naive comparison. I use it very often. And by the way, you can use also this trick with answering difficult questions. So I take these major concepts of our lecture, which is artificial intelligence, cognitive computing, semantic technologies, and agent technologies. I take these three major names, IBM Watson, DeepMind, and Microsoft Cognitive Services, as a, let's say, three competing entities. So what we can do? So first, we're using Google Search, but I believe that it's not biased for that. So what I can make, like I put IBM Watson and artificial intelligence as a topic. So which means that I am going to find out how many pages which are talking about IBM Watson are talking also about artificial intelligence. And I receive 1,900,000 results. But then I want to find out what is actually total amount of pages talking about IBM Watson. So it's 5 million, it was at that day, a few days ago. So I mean that concern, you can, it's simple inference, that it concern related to artificial intelligence when people are talking about IBM Watson is 36%. The same exercise I do with Google DeepMind, artificial intelligence, and then just Google DeepMind, find out this kind of how big share of artificial intelligence in Google DeepMind descriptions, and it's 19%. And then Microsoft Cognitive Services and artificial intelligence, and this is amount of percent. So I make it independent, of course, on total amount of pages. So I look this kind of ratio. So this is one. Okay, we see artificial intelligence is a little bit more concerned in IBM Watson. Let's continue. What about cognitive computing? So if we are talking the same exercise with cognitive computing concept, with Watson, DeepMind, and C, we see that IBM Watson almost four times more concern about cognitive computing than others. Then we take semantic technologies. And we noticed that in semantic technologies, a little bit more concern has Google DeepMind. And then Watson, and even more Microsoft Cognitive Services. So here, Watson is less. Then intelligent agents, or let's say agent technologies or intelligent agent. I put this question by this way so that we noted that here Watson is definitely winner. But if I want to put all these things together, of course, I can make that kind of simple summarization. Just use this kind of long search query with ORs. Of course, you all know how to use Google for that. And then compare and average these kind of concerns of today lectures in IBM Watson when people are talking about IBM Watson. So we are almost 50% of things related to within IBM Watson group, rather than in others. So therefore, that's just simple guess that why not to try together, like being students and go together with IBM Watson. And if you want to join this team of collective intelligence who will fight against big data challenge, so if you're brave enough, then I want you for WISE master program, or at least WISE courses, and which you can take through CORPI, and you can try yourself with this course, Introduction to Agent Technology, which will be in a few weeks starting from now, and you can register there. By the way, you probably notice that almost every concept we are touching today, it's actually very challenging, and it's more than enough if you decide to take some kind of academic path, for example, to make master thesis or doctoral thesis out of it. Then it's difficult to find better topics where these kind of things, which we discussed today, so these kind of things, they help to do something really cool, interesting, innovative. So therefore, if you are interested to make a degree with these kind of topics, you can contact me and we can agree about that. So that's everything from me. Do you have any questions? Do we understand anything from today's lecture? I just remind you. So we were talking about artificial intelligence. We were talking about big players in this field. Right now, it's a very good indicator that because of competition, every day we will receive more and more interesting services. So actually, we should be in favor of this competition between big companies. And it will be great because we may start thinking how to use all these services as a Lego pieces to build something cool, really. So we should invent. This is part of the exercises you may be doing. But I also try to open for you a window to the wider picture so that you can utilize also other courses for building really interesting and cool applications and survive when robots will take all intelligent jobs. Okay, thank you. And Alexey will continue.
So just, okay. Just continue for a while the teaser of the other courses that Vagan mentioned. Next semester, in the second half of the semester, we also will have the course Everything to Everything Interfaces that already were mentioned in the presentation. And the main kind of objectives of that course is that we are trying to move a little bit further forward, starting from the basic web services, trying to enrich them with the semantic technology and make it happen to build the semantic web services. So the services which are capable to automatically establish the collaboration, orchestration, integration between the services. So therefore, we need some, and already some technologies exist and some formats for definition of the semantic APIs, let's say. Therefore, the main focus of that course will be semantic web services, as well as we will touch the ideas of human-computer interactions and the on-the-fly, context-dependent user interface creation. Nevertheless, so this is the second part of today's lecture, and as I mentioned, I will tell you a little bit more about the practicalities regarding the Bluemix cloud platform and the Watson services and products. Actually, these hints will help you to deal with the second module task that you will get today. I mean, the description of the tasks. So, following this first link, you can reach the tutorial that will help you to start with the Watson services, I mean, practically. I suggest you, whenever, especially those who will take the developer track for the second module, just as you already done, probably you got through, you went through the documentation of the services. But in each documentation, there is the reference to the API reference. Here you can find the textual description of the API as well as examples of the code, how you can access this service and how you can make the calls using the SDK. So, of course, you can, following this link, you can find the access to the starter kit, where you can find a lot of examples, real examples of the applications that are using the Watson services. As already mentioned, there are several SDKs. This is the link to Java SDK. Quite detailed, so it has the very good description with the examples as well of the service use. But nevertheless, all these services, Watson services, they are presented as through the REST API. So it means that you can utilize them without the SDK, just simply performing the HTTP requests. For this purpose, you can check the Watson IP Explorer, so where you can find the description of the APIs of all the services. For those who, for some reason, doesn't want to use the SDK, you can use the, for example, the Apache library for the HTTP calls. Also, if you would like to check it before using the in your code, you can use the there are various API kind of browsers. One of them is Postman for the Chrome. So you can use that kind of tools just to make the REST APIs call and check whether the inputs made properly, and you will get appropriate responses, and then you can integrate this in your own code. To be able to utilize the services, doesn't matter whether you use the SDK or you're making the REST call, you might need the credentials of the service. Each service has its own credentials. Please do not mix with the credentials, like your credentials to the IBM platform, this IBM ID that you have to access the cloud and other like products and study materials. This is an example of visual recognition service. So whenever you add this service from the list to your kind of workspace, you can just simply go to the service credentials, select this, and you will see at least one credential will be automatically created. But of course, you can add some more. And when you click the View Credentials link, you will actually see the ID like the username and the password. Actually, these credentials you're supposed to use in the either in the SDK or whenever you make the RESTful API call. So you're supposed to put it to the authentication header. So use this just simple authentication and provide the username and password. Some services, I don't remember exactly which one, but some of them, instead of the username and password, they have the API key. So therefore, in SDK, you will use it this key instead of the pair of username and password. This is the information how you're supposed to start with the Bluemix Cloud. So you can check the documentation and the there is a link for the question page where you can find a lot of answers already to your questions. But maybe not all of you yet made the account to the Bluemix Cloud. So to access the cloud, you need your IBM ID with a password, but when you will register there, so you're supposed to create some organization name and space name that later on also will be used in the services when you will be coding the access. Actually, not the coding the access, but you will use them to be able to deploy your application. And there are several options for the deployment. So you can use the Bluemix command line interface. Following the link, you can find the pretty simple and step-by-step description, like guidance, how you can use this interface, like command line interface, to deploy your application. Another option is to use the Eclipse toolkit. So you can, if you prefer to work with the Eclipse, so you can easily add this plugin. And then you just have to configure the server connected to the Bluemix Cloud, provide this organizational name and space name, and you will be just easily deploying from the Eclipse. And the third option is to use the facilities of the Bluemix Cloud. It provides the development environment, so you can just through the web use their development environment to build your application. So it's up to you to choose what you actually prefer. Then, since those of you who will choose the user track, one of the tasks will be kind of creation of your own chatbot using the Watson Virtual Agent. As well, those who choose the developer track, you probably also will have such a functionality in your applications that you're supposed to develop. Therefore, I just decided to provide you some brief hints about the Watson Virtual Agent tool, as well as the Watson Conversation service. So actually, what the Watson Virtual Agent tool allows you, it allows you to create the instance of such a virtual agent. And as I already mentioned in previous lecture, it has the pre-built intents. So there is a huge list. So here on the screen, you see just six of them, but it's really a huge list of the predefined intents that could be triggered based on your inputs or the user inputs who will chat with the bot. It means that it's already trained, like each intent, it's already trained to recognize certain keywords, certain phrases, and associate with the intent. Whenever intent is triggered, so the following procedure is the like activated. On the tool, when you run this tool, you will see the configure page, actually this page that you can see on the screen, with the list of these intents. Then also on the right side, you can see the actual chat space where you can already test while you are making some changes. You can test how it performs. Then the publishing. When you finish with the configuration, you can easily publish your chatbot to the your web page using the widget. And of course, there is a fourth feature of this tool is metrics. So whenever you already run your bot and your chat, and some other people also use the bot, so you can check some visualization regarding the conversations that users made with your agent. As I already said, the main like configuration page contain a lot of intents, already pre-built intents. And whenever you click to the intent, there is an option to change the kind of responses. There are four type of response. The first one is display text, just simple response. Whenever the intent is triggered, the bot will response with the simple text that you provide there. This is a simple one. Then if the intent requires some dialogue, so it's a sequence of communication, then there are a lot of pre-built dialogues as well. And you have actually the opportunity to customize. So it means that the intent is already pre-built, and it will trigger it depending on the keywords or phrases that you will put there. So it's already trained and will recognize the and make this link connection with the intent. But you able to change the dialogue flow. And for this purpose, you're supposed to use the Watson conversation service. So not the Watson virtual agent tool, but it should be connected to the Watson conversation service. And inside the Watson conversation service, you will be able to actually build that conversation flow, that dialogue, customized dialogue. The third option is use your own. Actually, I already mentioned that you can use your own conversation. It means that you will change from the built-in conversation to your own conversation and connect virtual agent to the conversation service, Watson conversation service, where you create your own dialogue. And the fourth one, fourth option, is transfer to the human agent. Actually, in this case, some event will be triggered in the virtual agent. And actually, your application supposed to handle that event. So it's just customized part. Since not all the intents will fit your own application domain that you will choose, there will be need to customize or change the built-in conversation to your own conversation. And to make it happen, you will choose that option. And when you choose this option, you are supposed to link the intent to the workspace that you create in your conversation web service, conversation Watson service. For this purpose, so actually, this is the part of the conversation service. There are just two like workspaces. And what you're supposed to mention in the virtual agent to be able to connect with the workspace, it's just workspace ID. Don't mix it with the name of the workspace. So because the name, it's name, but you need the ID, and for this purpose, you will just click this option link, and it will flip the page, and on the other side of this card, you will see the actual ID. So actually, this ID you're supposed to provide in this field. Then you will use the endpoint, actually the same endpoint like here. So the current version is this one. And then you're supposed to provide the username and the password. So the credentials of the Watson conversation service. So therefore, in your cloud, you're supposed to choose the conversation service to put it to the your workspace in your cloud. And then, as I already mentioned, that all the services, they have the credentials, own credentials. You go to that page and check the credentials. So exactly those ones you're supposed to provide here under the username and the password. Actually, this is the all that you need to connect a virtual agent to the conversation service in the cloud. But sometimes you don't need all the intents which are predefined in the agent. There is the possibility to switch off the predefined intent. So there is a list of intents. When you enter the intent on the top, you will see the button that you can like trigger off this intent. It means that if the person will or the user will type something which is associated with that intent, so it would not trigger that intent. This way you can remove all unnecessary intents which are not fitting your application domain. But then I already mentioned you can change the floor, but it means that anyway the intent is fixed, and only when the fixed intent is triggered, you can customize the floor. And some of you might think that there is no possibility at all to customize the intents that the agent can support. But actually, there is a tricky way to do this, because one of those predefined intents, it's none of the above. So it means that if the agent did not match your or user inputs with any intent which are predefined, so it will trigger this particular intent. And this is the way, this is the place where you can actually introduce your own intents. So just go inside that intent and connect that intent with your workspace in the conversation service. And inside the conversation service, you can introduce different intents. So it means that if, for example, you cannot use any of those predefined intents in the virtual agent, you can just switch all of them off and just leave this one. I believe you probably even not able to switch off that intent. But you just connect that intent with your workspace in the conversation service and just provide the list or create the list of your own intents. And therefore, it would be absolutely customized behavior of your virtual agent. Inside the, this is how the conversation service tool is looking. This is actually the dialogue part. So there is a possibility to create your own intents where you define the name for the intent and then provide the examples of the sentences or words, examples of the inputs that user might input. And then the system will learn and build the model that will recognize associate the input with that particular intent. There is also possibility to define the entities that you will also use in your dialogue flow. So the third option, this is the actual creation of the dialogue. And in the dialogue, you start with some note where you specify the condition, what will trigger this note. And here, at least in the on the first note of the floor, you're supposed to specify the idea of the intent that you created. So whenever intent is triggered, it starts from this first point and then goes depending on the inputs of the user. And again, the response for in each node, we have the conditional part and the output of this node, the response of the agent. The simple one is just textual content, but for there are many reasons when you need advanced way to define the response. And for this purpose, you will just click this option link, and you will be able to choose the advanced type of the response. And the advanced type of the response will look like JSON, so it supports JSON input or JSON definition of your response. And actually, it provides a lot of not only the text that will be shown to the user, but it's also provide the possibility to store the variables. I mean, define the variables and store and retrieve the values. It also allows you to define the input layouts, when, for example, user can choose out of certain options. So this is the exactly what you will do with the layout definition. Of course, all these details you will find from the documentations, very well documented description. But what I would like to emphasize that, and actually this you probably cannot find in the documentation. So the documentation is just mentioned that if you would like to come back from your customized dialogue back to the virtual agent, you have to define or like direct the flow to the root. But there is no detailed information how to do this. And actually, if you don't know this hint that I will tell you right now, you will be stuck in your customized dialog. So whenever you will just put some input which will trigger the intent which is connected to your customized dialog, so you will go through the dialog even up to the end of your dialog, but then you will not be able to return back to the agent. And all new inputs will be checked only with the intents which are defined in your workspace in the conversation service, but not with the intents of the agent. So therefore, here I put the example how you should specify actually this possibility to come back to the root. So there is the in the context you're supposed to you can define the variables in the context, and one of the variable like system variable. And you're supposed to provide the value for the system variable like this. So the dialog stack should point to the root and some other supportive values. So whenever you add this part, yellow part, to the context, to the value of the context parameter in your dialog, then you will be able to come back to the virtual agent. This is very important. So, and then to be able to publish your bot, you're supposed to have the credentials of the virtual agent. So it means that you can go to your IPs page and you will find all the products that you already registered for, and choose the Watson virtual agent. And then whenever you click this key link, you will find the access to the credentials of the Watson virtual agent product or instance of this product. And you need these ones to activate the widget or to provide the access from the widget that you will embed to your HTML page to the actual instance of the virtual agent. How to embed these, you can find, one more thing that you will need in addition to those credentials, it's a bot ID. So when you create the virtual agent, like the instance of the virtual agent, this instance has the personalized ID. And there are two ways. Either you, using the tool for the virtual agent, you will choose the this icon and go to the publish page. And if you scroll down, there will be the example of the code that you are supposed to embed to your HTML page. And in the field of the bot ID, there will be exactly the ID of that particular bot. Or another way, you can just make the simple RESTful call, GET request, and in the header you can provide actually these credentials of your instance of your virtual agent. And in the response, you will get the bot ID. So two ways. And then this is actually the example of the code that you're supposed to embed to your web page. So you just have to define some div element in the place of your page where you would like to integrate this widget. And so using the ID, you will have the access in the script. So, and this is the just copy paste this the script and just put the ID of the bot and the credentials of your virtual agent. So these simple steps allows you to integrate or publish your bot to the web page. This is just the a little bit extended version of how you can customize the visual representation of the widget. So just not the whole representation, but the colors. So if you need to customize the colors, you can use this piece of code. Yeah, and what actually finally we can get, it's just if we go to the, or maybe let me use the Chrome. So at our page of our course, we have this toy bot chat. Actually, it does not support like whatever questions you may ask. But for example, we can ask some information about the course. So in this case, I just customized the textual response of already existing intent. So in this case, I just choose the pre-built intent, but just customize the output choosing the textual, simple textual response. But of course, you can, let me just remember. Yeah, one of the customized, yeah, for example, this example. So this example is almost pretty the same as the previous one, but here I mentioned the product. Just because the pre-built intent is supposed to serve the probably the companies who are selling something or provide some products as a services. In our case, when we choose the domain, like lecture or some courses, it's maybe not that perfect match with the intents, pre-built intents. But it means that to trigger that intent, I just have to provide something which is will be associated with the intent. Therefore, it's not, it doesn't look naturally like the product, but anyway, this is just a simple example that we can get some another response. It's a little bit different than the previous one, so it means that it's a different intent is triggered. But of course, there is also example of customizations of the dialogue flow, and in this case, yeah, for example, my details. Yeah, here we come to the customized dialogue, and the bot just asks to be able to provide the details. I have to identify myself either by username or email. So here I use the layout for the inputs. So it's not just simple response. It's just you have to use the advanced definition of the response in the dialogue. So whenever you choose the username, okay, so he asks to provide this username. Okay, at the moment I have two CTS credits, so maybe this is the only information about me there. But then we can ask for the, for example, for the nearest location. In case of the shop or the organization, it might provide the existing or actual location of the company. So in our case, it's supposed to provide the location of the university or these premises. So this is also customized dialogue, so we can provide the zip code. Yeah, and then it gives you information, like not the content, but location information, and maybe some extra information about the working hours and some. Yeah, maybe this is the all that's. Yeah, so something like this, you're supposed to create, if you choose the user track, since in the user track, the tasks are related to the use of the tools. Not much programming, but, well, in this case, you're supposed to embed some JavaScript to the web page, but it's not that much programming. But for those who choose the developer track, so you also might have the need to work with the conversation dialogue, and therefore this also these hints also will be helpful for you to manage proper work with the conversation dialogue, conversation service. Yeah, coming back to the presentation. Yes, there are some useful links depending on the topic. So this is the first three links will help you better understand the practicalities behind the Bluemix Cloud and app development. Then about the bot, there are a list of video content, not only the bot, but the virtual agent as well, and also the Watson conversation service. Another link, it's related to the Watson Analytics. Actually, following the link, you will find not one video, but the series of videos that will help you to know better the Watson Analytics, which will be the part, again, the part of the task for the module 2 for the user track. Following these links, so it's not completed the list of the data sets, but following these links, you can find a lot of freely available data sets in the appropriate format that you can use in the Watson Analytics. Since in the task, you're supposed to analyze some data sets and provide the kind of infographic-based report for the content of those data sets. And there are a few links to the Knowledge Studio if you would like to check this as well. The tasks for the second module. So if we are talking about the developer track, tomorrow and day after tomorrow, groups will present their findings, their ideas about the services. And we're supposed to, of course, I ask you to rank them, define which one is the most interesting for you, that you probably most likely prefer to implement further. But nevertheless, we decide that we will, of course, we will take into account your suggestion, but we also will check the complexity of the solution, again, depending on the team size and so on. So, and well, the topic or the choice will be agreed with us. But after your presentations, we will agree about one application that you proposed, and the developer track team supposed to implement this functionality. Of course, it depends. Maybe in your ideas, you describe the idea that's nice and like in full extent. That might take like implementation might take pretty much time. Then we can discuss about some limitations, or you can think about some limitations, but come up with some reasonable scale of the application. And you're supposed to develop it. If I mentioned that you're supposed to create the group of four people, but again, so if the all group members continue with the same track, so you can just continue with the same group. But it might happen that some people decide to move to the user track and leave the group. Therefore, you're supposed to recreate the group for this task. So there is a deadline to inform me about the group members for this task. And the result, the final result, you're supposed to build the application to publish it to the cloud, and prepare some PowerPoint presentation with the service description and with the user guide, like, to just explain how to use your solution. So these are the just useful materials. It's not the required materials. It's just useful materials that you can check if you wish. That might be somehow helpful for you. But the main task will be the development of the service. It's for those the developer track. For those who choose the user track, I already mentioned the purpose is to use the already existing products. And in this case, we are talking about the Virtual Agent product and Watson Analytics tool. So you're supposed to build the chatbot, and there are a set of requirements that you're supposed to not just simply change, like use the pre-built intents and simply change the textual responses. But you have to customize the built-in, I mean, to connect the built-in intent connected with the your customized dialogue flow. as well as to introduce your own intents in addition to the pre-built ones. So just simply choose the application domain. Doesn't matter what is the e-shop or some governmental organization or some company. So it's up to you to choose the domain. But then build this conversation floor and make some simple HTML page to embed the widget. And again, prepare the presentation where you will describe your application domain and provide some examples of the conversation floor. So just what kind of phrases or what kind of example flows could be used with your solution. And the second part of the task is to use the Watson Analytics. And for this purpose, you're supposed to choose two data sets. You can use your own data sets if you have some, but you can also check those lists, those links that I show you in the lecture materials. And there, following the links, you will find a huge amount of various data sets. So you can choose two out of them. If you would like to have more, you can take more. But then you're supposed to analyze it using the tool. So in the report, you're supposed to mention about the what actually data sets contains, what were the questions supported or like suggested by the tool to ask, and also try to formulate your own questions to the data which is in this data set, and show the in the report what was the answer of the tool. So finally, you will also provide these infographics that will answer certain questions and provide some short description or analysis of these infographics. Also inform me about the group members before the 10th of January and the deadline, 25th. And again, there are some links, not necessary to use them, but if you just would like, there are some links for some materials, related materials. And the third option, as I mentioned last time, there is a possibility to choose the theoretical track. So for the theoretical track, it's similar to the module 3. So it's just the extra online materials, extra online courses that you may take and write the kind of summary in the end. I mean the diary about these courses. Then you can find the appropriate links. And as for the module 3 task, you have these requirements for the diary, so it's similar requirements. So you can choose that option. And the deadline is together with the module 3 results. So those of you who choose this option, you will have plenty of time, but please, there are plenty of work as well. So yeah, I think this is it for today. Next time, regarding the tomorrow and day after tomorrow presentations, on our web page, you can find this the link to the Excel file. It's not updated since yesterday evening because I didn't have time to proceed with some other emails today. So, but anyway, in 1 hour, I will complete these tables, and you will see the time schedule or time slots where your team is supposed to present the results. As I mentioned, approximately 15 minutes per group, but well, depends. If you need a little bit more, then probably we can use that time as well. Yeah, for the next demo demonstration, so we will arrange the same, probably the same way. I mean, the scheduling, but it will be in the January, so don't worry about this right now. Yeah, do you have any questions? If you really have some questions during your development, I mean those of you who choose the developer track, so you I don't think that the chatbot will be able to answer, but you can chat to me, so just write me email. Okay, see you tomorrow and day after tomorrow. As I said, it's not obligatory for all of you to attend all the time slots. If you have some other very important things, you can miss those meetings. But my suggestion, if you have time, just come to listen ideas of others, because in this way we are just learning from each other. So it's a part of our education process.